Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 1, May 1st. What's that, May Day, ladies and gentlemen? We got a May Day for America, that's for sure. Wow. All right, this is the broadcast. This is hour two of two for May Day, May 1st, 2015. Ladies and gentlemen, the goal is to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Incredibly simple. We use the supreme law that I am, the Constitution, as our guide to get that done. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the Almighty through our founders, brilliant to say the least. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kurt, of course, in studio with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. We've been talking about this situation. Doctors keeps mom's body functioning so baby could survive. It was a tremendous pro-life story from last hour. And I was just saying, all lives matter. Just imagine if we had the pro-life effort that it took to keep this baby alive all over the country. It would be tremendous, to say the least, Kurt. That would be exciting. We're talking about the mainstream press. If it bleeds, it leads. They love it. But why can't we talk about good news stories like this birthday party for this young girl? Why can't we... Well, the mainstream press focusing on very strange stories. Headline says this, Kurt, from the mainstream press. FDA approves a new drug, Kurt. Yesterday we were talking about, I want a new drug, and we were mocking the drug idea. Okay? But now the FDA just approved the new drug. You want to know what it does, Kurt?
Ooh, I don't know. It kills babies? I don't know.
Oh, they got those already, buddy. They don't need a new drug for that. Yeah. Come on. All right, this drug is very interesting, Kurt. You know, if you're wealthy, the portly guy with a double chin, Kurt, you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
All right. What if you just believe that a double chin's just not desirable, Kurt? Oh, well, yeah. The Food and Drug Administration approves new drug to dissolve chin fat, Kurt.
Oh, boy. This,
yes, sir.
This will work for sure.
This is serious business, man.
I'm thinking all those plastic surgeons are going to be up in arms.
Oh, yeah. I mean, their chin fat will quiver over that one, won't they? Well, it's crazy. But that's what we got going on in America. Not only that, all sharp, that he might not have chin fat, but somebody might punch him in the chin. He might get a swollen chin, Kurt.
Well, I think it's interesting, Sam. Here's a piece from the dailycaller.com. Al Sharpton gets in physical confrontation with Fox News reporter. So when... Like Rand Paul kind of says something little, you know, kind of different to the news reporter instead of just taking it all the time like you're, you know.
He might try to say, whoa, stop, hold on, wait a minute, let me say what I want to say. Hold on, stop, wait a minute, hey, let me say what I want to say. That's not acceptable.
No, then he's some kind of a bully, right? But if Al Sharpton does it, it's like, well, he's probably been... mistreated like by a racist or something.
Al Sharpton even gets in a physical altercation, right, Kurt?
Yeah. Well, they say at the press conference, somebody, Fox News reporter Leland Vittert, got into a heated and eventually physical confrontation with big ol' Al Sharpton. When the latter, that's Al, tried to keep him from questioning the Democratic Baltimore mayor, Stephanie Rawlings. We can't ask questions? You know, the Fox News reporter said, you are a public official and we can't ask questions? Sharpton said, you'll have the opportunity. Then you'll answer our questions, he pressed. You know, the Fox News guy. He says, Al says, at the press conference, we will answer all questions. But as Vittert kept tailing him, a second man stepped between the reporter and the mayor and began pushing him away. Sharpton threw up his arm as well and gave a light shove. That's kind of what I feel like whenever Al Sharpton's around throwing up. But anyway, threw up his arm and gave
a
light shove.
You don't want to throw up your arm and shove people. You just want to pee.
Yeah.
No. I get it. All right.
Yeah. Relax, relax, Al said. When Vittert recoiled and yelled, whoa! Ironically, they say Vittert said later that one question he didn't get to ask Rawlings Blake, you know, that's the mayor, was whether or not she ordered Baltimore police not to respond to Monday's riots with force. Huh. Well, yeah, but
well, we know she did. There was nobody there, Kurt.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't just do that by accident. Now, here's the other interesting thing. You know how in the NBA, Kurt, when a player's got the ball or whatever, and then another player tries to kind of block them or whatever, and all you got to do is just kind of like tip over and like do the, I don't know, crazy chicken or something like that and fall down, and you can just kind of like draw the foul that way?
Yes.
It kind of seems like that kind of a brawl went on here, though. He put up his arm and he went, hey, whoa, whoa, and then flopping all around like somebody hit you. It's like, dude, I barely touched you. What are you talking about? It's almost like an NBA move, don't you think, Kurt?
Well, Big Al, you know, he's quite a guy. Huh?
Well, I think he needs to get rid of that double chin, and then it would be good, Kurt.
Good old Al. Yeah, good point.
Just crazy. I mean, the things we talk about in America are just beyond imagination. Like, let's just talk about Britney Spears for a second, don't you think, Kurt? I mean, we're all off on goofy subjects, so let's just,
well,
you know.
Well, you know, the Britney Spears thing, apparently the lady, well, and I probably use that term loosely, but anyway, she fell on stage. Now,
Kurt,
you know,
she's a dog.
I saw the picture of her.
Britney Spears is a dog.
Yes, I understand.
I
know, but good point. Anyway, the shoes that I saw her in looked like, you know, like 8-inch, you know, platform heels or whatever. And they're called dangerous.
No, they are called dangerous. You're right about that. And here's proof in the pudding. But I think they call them stiletto stilts, Kurt.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
Well, all I can tell you is that you know, you and I have to wear a seatbelt when we get in the car. We're sitting on a chair, right? Now, they can just run around with them shoes on all over the place. Now, here's a new federal agency being born. But they can run around with them shoes on all the time, all on the stage, dancing around, and they're surprised when somebody falls
and gets
injures
hurt for crying
an
out
ankle.
Loud, Kurt.
Now, I'm thinking my ankle looks bad. It starts hurting when I see that.
Now, do you think we ought to make it illegal, Kurt?
No, I don't. But all I'm saying is people are people are surprised when somebody like that falls down, run around on those things. I'm thinking, what? That should be happening almost every
day. Maybe we
ought
to make
a
law that says the IRS has to wear heels like that, Kurt. What do you think of that idea?
Well, that's probably
Dateline, IRS, they're trying to get in people's faces like an Al Sharpton, aren't they, Kurt?
Well, yeah, the, you know, now this is the deal. You got Karl Rove, remember, he's a big Republican insider, and he's got some, you know, political deal where they they handed out $34.3 million last election cycle, 2014. But the IRS is kind of thinking, I don't think you're going to have a tax-exempt status. But what I want to know is, you know,
dude, let me ask you a question.
What's the solution about this, Sam?
Well, you just shut down the IRS, but let me just ask you this real question.
Good point.
Do you really think that they're going to have the IRS attack Karl Rove, Kurt?
Well, it will be for, you know, political theater.
Yeah, okay, exactly,
you know what I
mean? This is clown question bro territory. Okay, what I'm telling you right now is that they're not going to attack Karl Rove. He's the insider of insiders. He's been with Bush. He's been with everybody. He's Joe commentator, Joe political campaign positioner, Joe insider to the nth degree. He gets cycled from inside government to mainstream press so he can become popular. Okay, the guy's been around forever, and I'm telling you right now, this is political theater. It's a clown scenario. We're all just being played for fools while they walk around as the jokester. It's crazy. The IRS ain't going
now, they
after
do tell you,
Karl Rove. Come on.
Yeah, they do tell you in the story that the IRS can impose those taxes retroactively. That means, you know, if you've been thinking you've, you know, been a tax exempt,
yeah, but they can even tax you from before you were born, Kurt.
Yeah, they can just poof, you were tax exempt. And, you know, I mean, it's such a wonderful system. But the cool thing is we know the solutions are there. The solutions were around before we even had the income tax, you know, tariffs.
Oh, good point.
At the borders. And then, of course, there are even, you know, other ideas that some would suggest are even pretty good.
Yeah, like remit your taxes based on apportionment via the census, sure. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, our guest next. We got two of them on the line, ladies and gentlemen. They're from the Independent American Party, doing a great job standing up for what's important in life. We'll talk about it on Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt on your radio. You know what? We need to be on your radio 24/7. Did you know you can do that on the Roku player at libertyroundtable.com, live and on demand, Liberty Roundtable at your fingertips.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Mom goes outside. Hey, Johnny, put that down. Honey, is that what I think it is? Right, Kurt? Dateline Los Angeles.
Yeah. You know, you've been to airports before, Sam, and you know, and like for example, if you got too much lotion in your bottle, you know, or if you've got a water bottle, hey, you gotta get rid of that, right? Well, in Los Angeles, I guess they were doing some kind of training. They had a live stick of dynamite. Well, they forgot to Well, they accidentally left it on an old plane at an airport
Kurt,
museum.
Don't they tell
for
you over
days.
And over on that speaker, do not leave items unattended, Kurt? Come on.
Yeah, especially live sticks of dynamite, you know.
Just saying.
You want to not leave those laying around. You know?
All right, Will Christensen, our guest, speaking of dynamite, the Independent American Party, Will Christensen on the line. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, my friend.
Very fine, sir. A pleasure to be here.
What do you think, man? You just got the cops, the Los Angeles Airport Police, if you will, and they were doing a training exercise. They had dynamite. Why they have live dynamite in the airport for a training exercise is question number one. What on earth is going on, sir?
That's amazing. Well, you know, you can't expect common sense out of a federal bureaucracy. It just doesn't, it hasn't historically come to pass.
Now, didn't you run for president of the United States before, sir?
Yes, sir, I did.
What are we going to do this year or this time, this go around 2016? Everybody wants to run around and just go, Rand, go. Everybody else like go, Ted, go. But half these people are not even constitutionally qualified to serve, sir. The rest of them, you know, maybe a lot of good ideas, but half of what Rand Paul wants to promote, I'm against. He wants forced term limits. I don't. He wants a balanced budget amendment. I don't. I believe it'll lead to a con. You know, I'm not saying his ideas aren't somewhat desirable in his efforts to downsize the scope and the size of government, but I think he's going about it all wrong, sir.
Well, that's the way we see it. We have instituted a program of communication with the leaders of our nation. We send out a fax to 3,500 sheriffs every month. Now, it's just a one-pager, but it's telling what is happening to other sheriffs, the good things that are happening, and what each sheriff could do to restore constitutional law in his jurisdiction. We contact state legislators. We have well over 3,000 of those that are on our contact list, and we contact them at least once a month.
Bureaucrats galore, huh?
Beg pardon?
You got elected officials of bureaucrats galore.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Well, and then we contact Congress. There's 535 of those.
They're almost like the Pimpernel. Governor. They're everywhere, man.
You turn over a rock, and there you'll find one. So, and the media, we have between 7,000 and 8,000 members of the media that we contact on a regular basis, teaching constitutional principles, teaching the proper role of government. We can't say that, you know, John Jones in Indiana, a legislator, took our idea and ran with it, but things are happening that all over the country that look pretty good. For instance, Jeb Hensarling, who is a representative from Texas, is the head of the Financial Services Committee in the House, and the Export-Import Bank will be coming up for renewal this year. And he is the head of that committee that's got to come through, and he is against the reauthorization. So this year we have an opportunity to get rid of the Export-Import Bank and stop the flow of cash out of our government to everywhere.
Well, I'm for restoring the Bank of Constitutional Currency, sir.
Yes, yes. The Export-Import Bank is one of the main sources of cash drain from our nation, and this is a big step. I like that one.
But I haven't heard Rand Paul or any of the big boys talk about it, though. Have you?
Well, you know, if they did, the media would cut them off, and they just wouldn't report it.
And then they could just go to alternative media and force the discussion, right?
Yeah. So, you know, I. You remember the ATF, which is Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, decided that they wouldn't allow us to have 223 ammunition. They say it's armor-piercing and so on. And their own regulations stated that it wasn't, but they said, well, we're going to say it is, and we're going to ban it. 80,000 people, plus over half of the Senate and half of the House, screamed on that one, and they said, well, we'll take that under consideration again. But one good thing that happened out of that, well, that was a good thing, but Jim Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin put in a bill in Congress to formally end the ATF, and I am totally in favor of that. That the Second Amendment is so important, and this is one of the ways that our bureaucracy and our federal government is stopping the free use of firearms. The ATF has been under both Republican and Democratic administrations, both curtailing our Second Amendment rights. So those are some good things that are happening.
Did he say that a member of Congress submitted a bill to eliminate the department or the division of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the beloved ATF?
Yes, yes. That's Jim Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin. He's a member of the House.
And what is it, H.R. what?
I haven't been able to locate that number yet, so I can't tell you that right now.
Well, if we could get rid of the BATFE, that'd be big time important.
Yeah, they say it's called the USA Freedom Act. As far as I can tell, Sensenbrenner says time to dissolve the ATF. You know, what's amazing to me is I missed this story. Did you see it, Sam?
No, I didn't see it at all. And again, it's just hard to keep an eye on everything, Kurt. But what, dissolve?
Maybe the Fox News guys and the ABC guys and all those guys, they just didn't have time to really talk about it, But they sure talk about a lot of other stuff, huh?
Well, most of the media just put out what the administration wants them to put out. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about, oh, no, we won't talk about that, but we'll talk about these things. And the media is essentially the propaganda arm of our bureaucracy in Washington.
Well, I think this is huge, ladies and gentlemen. It's an example of the mainstream press doesn't even want to report this, do they, Will?
Well, here's another one. This came from New York, the state legislature in New York, just yesterday. And if you can imagine this coming out of New York, that's hard for me to believe, but it did. It said that there would be a stop to the use of this FBI-funded cell site to check on all of our cell phones that would make this illegal without a warrant.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation says, hey, the USA Freedom Act is a step in the right direction, but must more be done.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
This half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey. How would you like incredible deals on raw honey delivered to your door? Yes, not even government-approved honey. What do you think of that? All right, get a hold of Kurt. Tastes fantastic on toast, incredible in cooking, and more. Ask him about the raw honey opportunities today. A variety of flavors. Tastes fantastic. Available now. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Join the GiveMeLibertyFund.com and then ask Kurt how you can get Give Me Liberty Fund discounts on raw honey as well. All right, so this abolish the BATF, or the USA bill we're talking about here. It's Jim Sensenbrenner brought it to the table. He's done so for a couple of years now, it turns out. And the interesting thing about it is the reason we don't have the bill number now is because he's introducing it now. USA Freedom Act, time to dissolve the BATF. The new USA Freedom Act, a step in the right direction, but more must be done, says the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Anyway, it's a step in the right direction. I think it's good news, but they've worked on this for a couple of years. Kurt, what do you think? It died in the Senate in 2014. So I don't know what's going to happen here. But again, it's good efforts. We got to highlight those efforts. We got to work with people that are, you know, working on those kind of efforts as well. I guess some top GOPers, is that a word? Anyway, I guess they say it's time to dissolve the BATF also, right, Kurt?
Well, yeah, that's Jim Sensenbrenner. And see, this is a perfect example of why we have guys like Will Christensen on with us. Is, you know, we'd love to get every news story, but sometimes we can't. And, you know, this Washington Times piece says Jim Sensenbrenner, just like you know, our guest Will Christensen brought up, has proposed getting rid of the BATF. Now, in the I guess I would call it kind of the sad news department, they would just transfer firearms enforcement to the FBI, and they'd send alcohol and tobacco duties to the Drug Enforcement Agency, but at least you'd have one less agency to deal with.
Republicans typically do, Kurt. They just want you to believe that if they somehow dissolve one name and merge into and create a bigger behemoth out of the FBI and the DEA, then it's okay. Again, it's better than nothing, but if you're not very careful, it's deceptive tactics, to say the least. What do you think, Will?
Oh, absolutely. And the deceptive tactics, that's that that's what we expect out of Washington and to a certain extent out of our state capitals as well. So eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And I don't remember who said that, but that's a good statement. By the way, Kelly just called in and said that he was...
Yeah, tell Kelly you got one board up, okay, and he's got to run the board. He's got to talk to you. He's got to hook you up. He's got to hook Kurt up. He's got to write the notes. He's got to deal with when we bring up the Patriot Act, research the internet and get the details. And he can't take Kelly's call at the same time when he's tried to call Kelly twice on the breaks, so he's got to just chill out.
Okay.
That's what you tell Kelly. What do you think of that, Kurt?
I think, you might tell him that, Sam.
Just so people understand, when you're on the radio and you have an interview with a host, it's appropriate to be available at the time, right, that you're supposed to do the interview. And if you're not, then you got to be available when try to call you back. So anyway.
There you go.
We digress. But we got to get rid of the BATF, though. And if we could do that, then I might be able to hire somebody else to take all those calls. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Yeah, that the individual would have a tough time matching up with all the things that you do, Sam. That's pretty impressive.
Well, he probably would.
And that all with your hand tied behind your back, you know. I mean, you know.
Well, they'd have a harder time if they're in Prince George's, Kurt. I guess Maryland home invasion. What's this deal now? You emailed me. This is kind of concerning.
Well, yeah, the headline reads, Man Rapes Nun in Maryland home invasion. Now, the thing that is so shocking to me is, really, it's not that shocking, but this guy, basically, he's got a rap sheet that dates back to 2002, and, he's been charged with domestic violence multiple times. He was last... He used a cell phone to record women going to the bathroom. I mean, this is one of those guys that's a multiple offender, and guess what? They just let him out again, and, he did more havoc. So, it's like Sheriff Mackey always reminds us most of the time, it's just that recidivism problem. It's the same guys all the time. We let them out, they do more havoc.
Well, and David A. Clark Jr., an African-American black sheriff from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, has highlighted this over and over and over and over, Kurt, about how we just basically arrest people and let them go and arrest people and let them go and arrest people and they get in prison and make more criminal friends and then we let them go. And he's really talked a lot about this, and he says that's one of the biggest problems we have in America. Race isn't the issue, but repeat offenders is the issue, and I think he's right on that.
Well, the story illustrates it.
What do you think, Will? How do you think we got to respond to this in America? We're getting more and more of a violent society every day.
Well, the solution is in the Constitution, because the federal courts were set up by the Congress, and of course they can regulate those federal courts if they wish to. And our answer is we need to elect constitutionalists, people who will support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and then we can resolve these problems. We've got, as one, I think maybe Will Rogers said, that we have the best politicians money can buy. And there was an idea that congressmen ought to wear a uniform that, like the NASCAR drivers are, so that we could tell who their corporate sponsors are.
You know, that's a good thought. What do you think of that, Kurt? I guess the alternative would be a round room for him.
Well, anyway, there were over 200 bills put in the various state legislatures across our country, and I'll talk about a couple of those, but they would resolve some of the problems through nullification of federal law. Here's one that...
But let me say it a different way, because I want to make a point.
Oh, yeah.
It would be the nullification of pretend legislation.
Yes.
Okay, because it's really not federal law when they run around and make all these laws that they don't have any constitutional authority to make in the first place. Now, there's a headline in the mainstream press right now that talks about this gay and lesbian perversion challenging marriage. And the idea is, hey, if they do that, does the court have the authority to make law from the bench? And that's kind of the discussion that we're talking about here. It becomes pretend legislation, pretend court edicts by robed thugs. We get into this scenario where we pretend it's law, but it's not. It's pretend legislation, Will.
Yes, and I stand all corrected. Thank you very much.
Anyway, I bring that up because it's vital, right?
It is. It is. My terminology was poor there. And I think
all in that situation.
Well, you know, about 2 weeks ago, the governor of Arizona signed a law that was passed by the Arizona legislature that would block crucial Obamacare enforcement in Arizona. Okay. Now, a bill went to the governor's desk in Tennessee. It hasn't been signed yet, but this happened about 2 weeks ago, which would take the first step to block federal gun control in Tennessee. North Dakota, this bill passed by the state legislature in North Dakota, would stop warrantless drone spying. So you see, there's lots of things going on. There was a bill that...
Hey, while you're talking about lots of things going on, I'm able to listen to this conversation, and I took a phone call from my day job regarding some IT stuff that I do, and I even got Kelly Nighting on the phone all at the same time. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Multitasking,
I love listening to Will Christensen talk about good news.
Amen to that. All right, keep going with the good news, sir.
Okay, well, Montana passed a bill that said that we are going to restrict the militarization of our local police and sheriff's departments, and the governor signed that. So these things are happening all across our country. It's exciting that the states are beginning to take control of the areas of law where the federal government is stepping in without constituted authority.
Marvelous, my friend. There's a lot of good news. Kelly Nighting is going to tell us more about it as well. Kelly Nighting, Will Christensen, our guests, Liberty Roundtable Live. What's the website for the Independent American Party? Is it .org?
Yes, independentamericanparty.org.
Back in a flash on your radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Will Christensen, Kelly Knighting, all in the roundtable. IndependentAmericanParty.org. We're talking about Will's highlighting fantastic solution-oriented legislation efforts across America. You got to dig that. We need more of it, ladies and gentlemen. So, Will, you're on a roll, bro. What else is happening?
Well, about a week and a half ago in Wisconsin, a bill was put in to their legislature. It's still there. Hasn't been passed yet. But it would nullify the practice of the federal FDA restrictions on terminally ill patients, mostly cancer sufferers. It says that there are certain
all you got to do. All you got to do is smoke a bunch of pot to fix that. Will, isn't that the modern idea?
Well, anyway, the FDA requires that you can't use this type of thing on that type of thing on terminally ill patients. Now, Wisconsin says we're going to stop that, and there's a bill in there. And when that passes in Wisconsin, that will be the 15th state that has passed this type of bill. That's just running across our nation right now, and we're stopping the FDA and the federal bureaucracy from getting into the healthcare situation.
All right. Well, I'm working on a healthcare summit. GoFundMe.com/healthcaresummit to learn more about healthcare alternatives and the difference we're making there. Kurt, you got an interesting healthcare story as of late, huh?
Well, yeah, looks like Oprah's dumping Dr. Oz, who she's been calling for years America's doctor, but she's dumping him, and, you know, his radio minute will not be carried by Westwood One any longer after May 29. I guess they say, you know, he's kind of presented some of these quack treatments, and so maybe... you know, that's not really gone along with the standard media. His show was syndicated on 150 stations. This is how you get to be a household name, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, they say now he's going to be going away, I guess. Adios to Dr. Oz.
Well, you know, these bills have passed overwhelmingly in a number of states across our nation. I mean, sometimes it's, 33-0, and they're called the Right to Try Act. If a person is terminally ill, they can try anything they want to see if it'll make them better, and instead of being required by the FDA to only try certain things that aren't working.
Well, and that's happening all over the country, in fact.
You mean it's like freedom? People can choose what they want to do? Wow.
Well,
that's weird.
You used the F word there, Kurt. Now be careful.
Yes, I did. Another good point.
The issue is our buddies Daniel Chapter 1, Kurt, just had a devastating loss as well. They've been fighting against the bureaucrats and professional do-gooders for literally years and years and years to the tune of a couple of million bucks to try to defend themselves. And the federal government shut them down entirely. They had a bunch of extra product to sell and everything else to try to at least dismantle what they had. The government came back and said, you haven't violated our mandate in the last 3 years, but the potential is there that you might, so you can't even do that. So now the freedom of speech for Daniel chapter 1 and Jim and Trish Fijo absolutely gutted. And now they fire Dr. Oz. They got an agenda afoot, don't they, Kurt?
Well, yep, they do. And it's a sad day in America when freedom of speech only, well, it only works as long as you say the right things. You know what I mean?
All right, Kelly, what do you say?
Well, I love hearing all these good news items. It's good to put it in perspective. And so I like Will Christensen mentioning all these things. He does the same thing on our IAP calls, and it really gives us a boost. But, you know, there is more work to do, and we need more people. And more people need to enter the freedom battle and understand the nature of the duopoly that purchases votes and choose not to be part of that propaganda machine influence on yourself and others, and then influence others.
Who are you going to vote for president, sir?
Well, I would like to vote for Edwin Vieira if he chooses to be one of our president candidates in the Independent American Party.
I'd vote for Edwin Vieira in a heartbeat. How about you, Will? Would you vote for Edwin Vieira?
Absolutely. I mean, this man is brilliant, and he is he's just fantastic. The years that he has studied and worked on the Constitution and how to make it work in our nation, it would be a terrific waste not to have him as a presidential candidate.
There you have it. All right, the Independent American Party is making a difference, ladies and gentlemen, from president of the United States all the way down to the local level. You got to run for office on the Independent American Party ticket, ladies and gentlemen. But one of the interesting things about the Independent American Party that separates it from everybody else, in my opinion, there's many of them, but one of them to highlight is they say this: restoring America, one vote, one prayer at a time. And Will, you mentioned at the start of the program, you guys keep in touch with all these leaders of our country and try to influence them and educate them on the Constitution. But then you back it up with prayer. In my opinion, a real, I don't know if I dare say weapon in the arsenal, but a real solution-oriented opportunity that I think is underutilized and under-focused on in America today, to say the least.
And Sam, we send out a prayer request every month that lists certain things that we are requesting people to pray about. And if any of your listeners would like to have that, then come to our website and just indicate that you'd like to be on that list, and we'll put you on. Our list goes nationwide.
Well, there you have it. I think it's a vital point. You know, when we talk about health care, just a quick side note, there's a lot of these Christian organizations that do health share ministries. And one of their big things is they share the costs of health care bills and coverage for people to make sure that people are taken care of, a charitable kind act through volunteer funding, et cetera, to be a member of their organization. But they also give you the name and general update on the health of those who you're helping fund, and you have the opportunity to pray for those people. And it's a big piece of the discussion for them as well. It just shows the power that we've overlooked in America to a great degree. What do you think, Kelly?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Sam. I couldn't agree more. And I'm just excited to be a part of it. And for those out there that are listening, choose to be a part of it. Independent American Party, there's other good groups. There's many different avenues, and we don't care in this party who gets the credit. We don't care about any of the vain things of the world, being a big fish in a small pond. You get some strange things in third-party politics, Sam, but none of those things apply to us. And we just want to save our country, beginning with Utah, perhaps, because we're on the ballot in Utah, and we're on the ballot in a few other states. I just couldn't agree more of what you're saying. I'd love to be a part of your show.
All right, Kurt's got an update. Maybe Will and Kelly want to roll to this event tonight, huh, Kurt?
Well, the headline tonight is the Highland Citizens Meeting, and you know, there'll be but there'll be a lot of fun going on tonight at the Scout headquarters there in 8th North in Orem. You got Connor Boyack and a few other guys showing up, but, you know, it's an example, wherever you are, of a citizens getting together and making a difference.
Yes, and there'll be food there. If you sit by Kurt and just ask him for one of his specialty cookies, you'll get some food, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, he'll take good care of you. Honey will be there, too, yeah.
Honey will be there. That's not his wife, ladies and gentlemen. That's raw honey available now for you to purchase.
That's right.
And he'll sell you raw honey available now. So, yeah, Connor Boyack, a well-known libertarian, is going to speak at the event tonight. There's a whole lot of discussions. It's basically a free event. They don't want to turn anybody away, but they really want donations to help cover the costs. It's at the Scout Building in Orem. Tom Butler and others putting it together. They always have a tremendous turnout. What is it, 7 o'clock tonight, Kurt?
That's correct. 7 o'clock. Be there with bells on. Yeah.
Yeah. Be there with bells on and cash ready to buy honey. That's how you do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We need more honey and less vinegar in our society. That's for sure, Will Christensen. All right.
That's a great point, Kurt. Yeah,
less vinegar.
Yeah, and in society, it kind of sweetens up politics, and Will is, a guy that kind of sweetens up the world. Right, Will?
Well, we try and do that. One last thing. A bill on block the FDA restrictions just went to the governor's desk in Florida Tuesday of this week, and it passed the House 113-0. It passed the Senate 39-1. I suspect that he will sign that bill.
Now, this is fascinating. While Will Christensen's running around talking about the wonderful gains we're having in America, Hillary runs around and is blaming the cops. What do you think of that, Kelly?
Well, it just seems like you would be totally conned to believe anything, any of that stuff. It's like, man, it's obviously deceit.
We're making a big difference, ladies and gentlemen, highlighting the solutions in America while everybody else spends their time tearing it down. If you want to learn more about solutions and opportunities and how you can get involved, I suggest to you three words, independentamericanparty.org. They join us monthly on the radio. Great news coming out of the IAP, a way for you to be involved at the IAP and more. Kelly, my friend, thank you so much. Will Christensen, my friend, thank you. We'll have you both back. Godspeed, gentlemen.
Lord bless you.
All right, Kurt, 10 seconds, yours.
Well, those are some good examples of great Americans doing good work, and thank you, Sam. Nice job, especially all those little extra things you do.
LibertyRoundtable.com. Hey, thanks.